Hello, Nerd Clan. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we are doing the commentary track now for, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Mavin, any thoughts before we begin this process?
You know, my thought right now is sure. This is going to be so weird because we just were watching The Goblet of Fire with our kids, and that's like, you know, 14-year-old Harry, where he likes Cho Chang and his voice is deeper and his hair is messier.
Cho Chang.
And we are back to little, like, not everybody knows about Harry Potter musical.
You will. You will.
So, yeah, it's just going to be weird to, like, see young Harry again.
Yeah, it'll be different. We're going to be... all right, here we go. We're going to press play, and it's going to go right into the film. You'll hear Hedwig's theme, and then that'll be that. So, everybody, gather yourselves. Get your film ready. In 3, 2, 1, play.
What's up with the sky? Why are we in the sky in the beginning of this movie? Is it Hedwig's view?
Ooh.
While Hedwig's theme is playing?
Yeah, but Hedwig is technically being held...
in a cage.
Yeah, in a cage. So
why are we in a cloud? What do cloudy skies have to do with Harry Potter?
That's a good one. Oh, I like how the sun shines through the Potter here. Mm. That's really cool. I never noticed that before. Yeah, we'll definitely get in the God's eye view here. It's showing you the mundanity of this world and how everything is
the same. Privet Drive.
Yeah, sure.
Where do they buy their food? I don't see any shopping plaza nearby. He's so young.
He is wicked young here.
But
he's considerably older.
Than
in Sorcerer's Stone.
Now, do you think that... Hagrid did all this scrapbooking?
No.
The J and L for James and Lily.
I'm not allowed to use magic outside of school.
Even in this movie, his voice is dramatically
still
different.
Changed, yeah.
Now you've done it.
Whoa.
That cake is aggressive.
What do you think the flavor is inside?
Sherbet
rum. Lemon?
Oh. I'm warning you. If you can't control that bloody bird, it'll have to go. But she's bored. If I could only let her out for an hour or two.
I'm telling you to send secret messages to your
Who,
favorite
like,
friend.
Who, makes cakes like that?
Nobody.
If you're not a professional cake maker.
Well, maybe she has lots of skills that we don't know about.
I've been watching The Queen's Gambit. Dudley's in it.
We've raised you since you were a baby.
He's very thin.
Even as you have Dudley's second bedroom, purely out of the goodness of our heart.
Gosh, rest in peace.
Now, Hopkins, when the Masons arrive.
Which should be any minute.
I love this. This is exactly what Mary would do. You're going to go here. I'm going to go here. We're going
to
do this.
You're right.
Excellent.
And of this, you would be Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'd be like.
Yeah, and I'm just not going to talk to anybody. Because I'm antisocial.
Pretending that I'm not here.
This is you on the holidays.
With any luck, this could wind up today. I make the biggest deal of my career. And you will not mess it up.
Why is his hair so greasy, Dudley? It's always so greasy.
That's his look, man. That's his look. His little Gryffindor sticker and the banner and the tie.
And his tie.
Harry Potter. Such an honor.
How does this CGI stand up for you? Does it stand the test of time?
Look at the magical
dust
around Dobby. Look at all
that
stuff. Yeah. Never noticed that. I think it holds up.
Rude or anything, but this isn't a great time for me to have a house.
This like mid-2000s CGI.
Dobby understands.
Is good.
It's just that Dobby has come.
It's just very flat.
Yeah.
It is.
But compared to like.
Yeah.
Dobby, had this been made long ago, Dobby would have been a puppet.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah, it is flat, but...
It's very flat. And, like, they, you can tell that they're trying.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or anything.
I love that Harry's messy.
Dobby has heard of your greatness, sir, but never has he been asked to sit down by a wizard like an equal.
You can't have met many decent wizards then.
And Harry's just so chill. He's never seen an elf before.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, okay.
Why don't you have a seat?
Okay, Dobby, calm down. Calm down.
Look at those pink champagne flutes.
Oof. Oh, don't mind that. It's just
those curtains.
House. Everything in
that
his
whole
house. They do a great job, even with like the shadow of Dobby.
Dobby had to punish himself, sir. Dobby almost spoke ill of his family, sir.
Your family.
Who still out on Dobby.
Dobby served, sir.
I can't with you
Dobby
right now.
Dobby is bound to serve one family forever. If they ever knew Dobby was here. But Dobby had to come. Dobby has to protect Harry Potter.
Interesting use of the light, like on his desk that's supposed to be shining him up right now.
Back to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry this year. There is a plot. A plot to make most terrible things happen.
Ooh, Dobby has whiskers.
Yep. And little bald hairs on the top of his head, too.
Ew. I do not think they're soft.
There's a great meme that I put out. It says, don't tell someone you have the beauty of an elf, because one person may be a fan of The Lord of the Rings, but the other person may be a fan of Harry Potter. and they show Dobby and Liv Tyler next to each other.
Perfect. Here we go. Grab him. How cute is this little owl picture?
Oh, like he drew it.
Sorry.
One more sound, and you wish you'd never been born, boy.
How is Harry supposed to fix a door?
He's got to figure it out, man.
Magic?
I've got to go back. I don't belong here. I belong in your world.
Ew.
It's the only place I've got friends.
He wasn't given it, though.
He wasn't given.
You don't even write to Harry Potter?
It has to be given by his owner, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. How do you know my friends haven't been writing to me?
Harry Potter mustn't be angry with Dobby.
Once again, just Dobby, the angles to show you how much smaller Dobby is.
Yep,
so the
absolutely.
Camera now is above it's, him.
Yep.
Harry Potter,
and then when we look at Harry, the camera's from below.
Yep.
Give me those.
Usually this is the angle we get of Hagrid, for example,
yep.
to show the size.
Harry just trying to grab Dobby was so bad.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Oh, this cake.
Oh, the cake. I hate Dobby's face here.
Why?
Because he's like...
He's happy?
Please, no. Harry Potter must say he's not going back to school. I can't.
Yeah, it's like a little malicious.
Yeah.
You're like, he's enjoying this.
Harry Potter's so good.
See, he's like happy about it.
I mean, I bet he's kind of happy. He doesn't really get to do this kind of magic. Like, it is creative. You know, if you're going to bust with somebody, this is kind of a fun way to bust.
Oh, it's like all pudding inside.
Ew.
I'm so sorry. It's my nephew.
Can you imagine going to someone's house
and having cake dropped on you?
Having them tell you, it's my crazy nephew that I never told you about.
He's really disturbed.
Like,
it wasn't my cat that I was just telling you about.
Look at his overalls.
Back to that school. You're never going to see those freaky friends of yours.
Any of those freaky friends of yours. Never!
Witch Owl. Why do you have a book called Witch Owl when you have obviously the best owl ever? No wonder Hedwig's mad. She thinks you're shopping around. See, this is something I would do. Another reason I'm like, Ron.
Yep. This is the same song that introduces Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I take it as someone magical from the outside magical world is coming to Privet Drive.
Yep.